It was always a possibility, and this fall it's becoming a reality for Nick Porco. For Sault Ste. Marie's Porco, a trip overseas is going to help him continue his hockey career as he prepares for his first season of pro hockey, playing in Asiago, Italy. Porco said he's always considered playing pro hockey in Europe as an option and, while playing his final season in the Ontario Hockey League, he looked overseas to continue his hockey career. Drafted by the NHL's Dallas Stars in 2019, the 21-year-old didn't sign with the club prior to the team relinquishing his rights. Porco proceeded to return to the OHL and posted career highs in many offensive categories in his overage season, which he split between the Barrie Colts and Owen Sound Attack. Porco had opportunities to play pro in North America, but felt the European game was the best option. I remember I went to Italy when I was 12 years old and seeing that kind of lifestyle playing in Europe really sparked something in me, Porco said. Obviously, my goal was always to play in the NHL, but as I got older, I realized that maybe Europe would be the more favorable route. With the regular season opener just under a month away, Porco is looking forward to the move overseas. I'm ready to get over there and see the difference in the culture, Porco said. I'm going to have to get used to the time change, but I'm super excited. Porco was set to depart Sault Ste. Marie on Sunday afternoon en route to Asiago, traveling with his godfather and uncle John Porco along with cousin Alessandro. Porco spent time in Asiago both as a player and then as a coach before returning to the Sault, and Porco said he's learned plenty from his uncle over the years. When I was about 14, he started training me in the summer as a strength and conditioning coach, and I learned a lot from him that way, Porco said. Just the mental side of hockey, too, and not letting things bother me. He's been a huge hockey figure in my life. Asiago is coming off a playoff title in the Alps Hockey League, which includes teams in Italy, Austria, and Slovenia. The league title capped a run that saw the team reach the league final 4 out of 5 seasons, winning twice. The team is now set to compete in the ISHL. That's a huge promotion for the club, Porco said. This will be the first year that they've got to play in that league. I'm excited. It's a really good league in Europe. It's really good competition, so it's a big upgrade from the Alps League. For Porco, there will be some familiar faces as teammates in Asiago, including some former OHL players, among them, former Sault Greyhound Anthony Salinitri and former Kitchener Ranger Adam Mascherin. Mascherin and Porco face each other in Porco's rookie season in the OHL with Saginaw, and the two played together while the latter was with the American Hockey League's Texas Stars while the OHL was shut down in the 2020-21 season due to COVID-19. I got really close with him, Porco said of Mascherin. I knew him before that too, and we've always been close. I'm excited to get over there with him as well. Porco signed a 4-year deal with the club in July. Porco began his OHL career with the Saginaw Spirit in 2017 after being drafted 4th overall by the club in the 2017 OHL priority selection. He went on to play 138 games with Saginaw before being dealt to the Barrie Colts during the 2019-20 season. He would split his final OHL season 2021-22 between Barrie and the Owen Sound Attack. Porco said he enjoyed his final OHL season, but was also looking forward to turning pro. It was fun, Porco said. Playing in the OHL the year before that, I really enjoyed the pro hockey style, just the lifestyle of pro hockey. Porco added that going back to junior after playing with the Stars, I was determined to get back to playing pro. Porco said he learned a lot from his limited time in the OHL. That was the most fun I ever had, Porco said. I learned so much, just the type of style of pro hockey. Not just the on-ice, but even the off-ice part. Going to the rink, going for the 3 hours and working your butt off the whole time, and once you leave the rink, you push hockey aside and live your life. Go to the rink and be a professional during the day, and once it's over, live your life. Asked about his overage season, Porco spoke of showing more of his style following his pro experience with the Stars. Porco would set career highs with 25 goals and 45 points in his final OHL season. With the whole COVID year, I never really got to show myself, Porco said. That last year, I was able to show my speed, and I'm strong on the puck and I can score goals.